Well, I kind of, Brother Steve asked me to come up today, and it's funny, I kind of knew that he was going to do this. I mean, there's a lot of folks here. There's a bunch of people he could have asked to say something, and it's a funny thing. I mean, I wasn't going to come this year because it's been a tough year for me money-wise, and somehow or another, it was something Davey said maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. The only qualification to being a part of this, to being in this ministry, is to be a sinner. That was certainly a threshold that I didn't have any trouble measuring up to. I mean, as a Christian, and I said this to Sue as I came in, when I became a Christian and came to know Jesus Christ, the truth about him nearly blew me out of my shoes. I had spent a long time knowing that there was God, but the idea that you could have a relationship with God and that it was based on the work of another, that I had no idea about. And in entering into the faith and coming to know him, it was a 2-year hallelujah party. And then the balloon kind of burst. And I said to Steve a couple of weeks ago, I feel like I've been thrown out a window and I ain't been hit the ground yet. If I'd have known, and this was the end of my conversation with Sue, if I'd have known that the package of truth that came along with knowing Jesus was getting to know me, I would have run away screaming. And you see, what pride does is it tells you that the reason to run away screaming is everything around you. It's like a room full of mirrors that confuses your understanding of what's really going on. And after this sense of being thrown out a window and falling for some time, I came to a place where I understood a thing called total depravity. Total depravity is not wanting to get laid 3 or 4 times a day, or wanting to shoot dope into your arm, or wanting to get hammered day in and day out. Total depravity is a place where you come and realize that not only are you a sinner, you don't even have the capacity to participate actively in your own salvation, but for the grace of God. The fact that Jesus gives you an entrance in is the only reason any of us are here. For our own devices, we would still be doing the things that we'd always done, and we would continue to do them forever. And I can tell you, as a Christian, I would do them with more zeal, knowing God and just hoping he might forgive me because I know he's able. Total depravity. Actively working to do every wicked thing. I don't know about the rest of you, but if I understood that the price of admittance to the knowledge of God was the understanding of just how deeply screwed I am, I don't think I would have come. It's a beautiful thing that he catches us with guile, that he allows us holidays from time to time where all we perceive is him. Because I don't know about anybody else, but if it wasn't for that, no way would I keep going. No way. And you see, the thing about it is, once you realize that you don't have any hope at all in yourself, he can actually begin to work with that. This is not a pleasant or entertaining experience. And it is not a finished work as long as you're still breathing. You're going to get a lot of practice for the time when your heart stops beating and you got to figure out who it is you rely on. You're going to get a lot of practice. And if you don't want that, and if you're not willing to endure it, then you might as well not be here. That's the deal. That's the deal. My brother Paul, who died this year, he was an interesting guy. I mean, here's a guy who suffered all kinds of things naturally, was chafed and abraded by every manner of thing through most of his life, and at the end of his life, it was even worse. And I remember after he died, I was out on my porch having a few beers, as I want to do. I was praying. Believe it or not, I pray sometimes when I'm drinking beer. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God came upon me, and I heard Paul's voice say, might have been an illusion, what do I know? Better than I ever could have imagined. So the little bit that through a glass darkly that you're presently able to perceive the Lord in, better than you could ever imagine. Is it worth it? Better than you could ever imagine. That's the deal. But you got to go through this first. You got to deal with yourself. You're the only thing that can stop you from receiving what God has for you. Hallelujah.